This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. High winds to start the week are ushering in a winter storm. It will arrive in the high country tonight and across the Front Range tomorrow. National Weather Service meteorologist Chad Gimmestead says the northern foothills and Front Range may see more than half a foot of snow following today's highs in the 40s and 50s.
Right now we're on the warm and windy side, and then that's going to slide eastward and we'll wind up on the cold side. So it's all part of this larger scale pattern of the way the warm and the cold air is kind of moving across in waves around the earth.
Parts of southwest Colorado could get up to a foot of snow as well, and Denver may see a few inches by Thursday morning. Colorado's Good Samaritan law for people who report overdoses could expand under a bill at the state capitol. The Democratic proposal would protect someone from prosecution if they're caught with a small amount of fentanyl while getting help for someone who's overdosing. It would also extend protections to someone who's provided the drugs that caused the overdose if they report it and stay at the scene to assist emergency responders. The bill has its first committee hearing today. Metropolitan State University of Denver will continue its attempt to reduce faculty workloads even as it searches for a new provost. CPR's Paolo Shalsada reports.
The previous provost, Alfred Tatum, resigned after the Board of Trustees rejected the immediate implementation of a reduced faculty workload proposal, something Tatum was championing. Tatum brought the proposal to the board last month, citing employee burnout as a need for a reduced workload. The university hopes to present a renewed plan to the board by summer. The board rejected the plan presented to them last month over budgetary concerns. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org. Down the Front Range today, highs are in the low 60s, upper 50s.